All right, so I actually have my script written on my journal, so that's where I'm going to be reading off of. So just don't mind me looking down. This is a summary based on my notes that I have taken on Andrew Huberman's Huberman Lab podcast on how to learn things faster. So to get into the video, most people have this belief that in order to learn something, you have to develop muscle memory for it. However, this is false because muscles do not have memories. Rather, it's neural memory that allows us to remember how to do something. So to actually develop neural memory for something, you have to create plasticity, which is the ability to adapt and mold yourself to change according to your environment or the action that you're trying to learn slash perform. And to actually build neuroplasticity, you have to make errors. Those errors are the basis for neuroplasticity and learning. Making errors over and over again shapes your nervous system into performing better because these errors transmit neurochemicals that tell your brain, hey, something is wrong and we have to correct that. From there, your brain will automatically find ways to perform better. You can also leverage things like frustration and dopamine to aid your learning. In fact, you need to be frustrated in order to learn something. In other words, frustration is actually good for learning if you stay committed to the thing that is frustrating you. This will create a positive plasticity that will shape you into feeling positive and overcoming the thing that frustrated you. On the other hand, if you were to get frustrated and decide to walk away from the endeavor, it will create negative plasticity that will shape you into having resentment or a negative feeling for that thing. Example is someone starting to work out for the first time. They might feel frustrated for various reasons and decide to stop exercising. And then later, it might even lead to them avoiding physical activity just in general. Whereas if they were to stick with it and overcome it, it will release dopamine, which is the next point. Dopamine can help create plasticity because it is a motivational hormone. The more dopamine we receive doing something, the more we want to do that thing. However, this plasticity is different for different age groups. For adults, it is easier to learn something by making small errors through learning small pieces of information. And for people younger than 25, you don't have to do this as you can learn with a bigger load. And Andrew Huberman also has his own advice for people at this age, and that is to learn as much as you can about as many things as possible. In summary, for a summary, make lots of errors and tell yourself that these errors are important for your overall learning. And that is everything. I hope this video was helpful. Thank you for watching.